We're back. Episode number episode number four or five.
I'm not sure.
And today is yet another very special day, not only because it's a live broadcast, but also because it's us.
Yeah.
And who are we?
The Love Hoes.
The Love Hoes.
Mr. and Mrs. Love Hoes.
Mr. and Mrs. Love Hoes.
AKA Colleen
and Robin. Yes. So what we do is we produce a regular event in Tokyo, representing local brands and artists and helping them kind of connect and share their love of art and people with the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Mm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Beautiful.
Okay. And today's guest is
the one and only
Idris
Rens.
Okay. Hey, babe.
Hi, guys.
Hey, babe.
Hey.
I'll pretend pour some drinks because you already have it. But shall we cheers in these gorgeous Love Home mugs?
Hey.
Welcome.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Idris, we didn't even properly present who you are. So you, do you want to introduce yourself, perhaps?
He's an artist.
He's an artist, a visionary,
yes,
a living legend.
Oh well, thank you. hi guys. My name is Idris Veach. I am an artist that I usually do collage. I also do a bit of print design and a little bit of sewing, so a bit of fashion in there, but mostly these days collage.
Nice.
It's basically centered around like African and Japanese influence, and yeah.
Is it? It's what we can see on one of these t-shirts,
yeah,
right?
I'm actually wearing one of my designs right now.
Is it showable?
Fire.
Yeah, you know.
Hell yeah.
They can see the tip of the onion. Okay. Yeah, there we go. There gorgeous. We go. Gorgeous. So, Idris, we've had you with us once or twice?
Once.
Yeah. Once.
I think it was in September of last year.
Take a trip.
Take a trip. Oh, that's it was right. My favorite event.
Yes. Really?
Yeah.
It was your birthday.
No, not because of that. Because it was the first time we were kind of, the theme was very spiritual, wasn't it?
It was. It was a good name.
We were going for like spiritual vibes and like very down to earth kind of things.
Yeah.
And Idris, am I pronouncing it correctly?
I like how you pronounce it, actually. It has like that nice East.
Idris.
It's Idris.
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 But you keep saying Idris. I like it.
I'll work Idris.
We'll work with it.
Okay. So Idris.
Yes.
Yeah, you had a pop-up.
I'd had a pop-up.
At Love Hoes.
Yes.
And you were selling your prints.
I was selling prints, postcards, and t-shirts like these. Mm-hmm.
Got to raise it up.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Yeah. So,
I guess I will introduce myself
tell us
further.
About your background.
My background. Okay, so I was born and raised in Jamaica, and then I lived in America, more specifically Florida, for college for 5 years. And then I came to Japan in 2009. Mm. Lived in Nagano, Chiba, Niigata before moving to Tokyo 7 years ago.
Wait, Nagano?
Nagano.
Chiba
and Niigata.
Niigata?
Yeah.
Why?
What happened?
That's a good question. I started off in Chiba, so I came here for teaching English.
Yeah.
The classic tale.
Yeah. So I started off in Chiba, moved to Niigata for a little bit, and then moved to Nagano. So Nagano was like, that's kind of, I guess, where I started off. I lived there for 3 years, and then I moved to Tokyo for fashion school.
Nice.
So I studied at ESMOD in Ebisu, mm-hmm. if you guys have heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
I did women's wear first, and then men's wear. And then graduated in 2016. And since then, I've just been, I started working on this series in 2016. And, of course, when I met you guys, I was kind of in the midst of doing, like, that series. And then, I've just been kind of working on this like artistic path ever since.
Wait, did you come to Japan as an English teacher to just teach English? Was that the goal? Or
I think the goal was to like save up enough money to go to fashion school in California.
Okay.
So I was going to be like, I think I was like that typical, like, I'm just going to come here for 2-3 years, save some money.
What is it called, that one in LA? Fit him.
I can't, to be honest, I can't remember right now.
Okay, yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Sorry.
Either. Yeah.
But yeah, so that was my goal. And then while I was in Nagano, I was drinking with a friend. And her friend went to Esmod.
Hmm. Okay.
And they recommended, hey, like, they have an English program there. Why not just go? So I said, I mean, I'm here already. Why not?
I was in English.
It was in English.
Like, the whole...
But there's an asterisk. There's an asterisk to that. The first year was English. So we actually had, like, a translator. So the teachers were mainly... It was, like, mainly Japanese. So I learned, like, pattern making with a Japanese teacher. Mm-hmm. And then design was with a guy out of England.
Which and means that you graduated fantastically great at design, but knew nothing of pattern making.
you could say that. No. And then, so for second year, you have two choices. You can either stick with women's wear or you can go to men's wear. Now, if you go with women's wear, which is what, like, 90% of people did, then you can still have the translation. But I, being the adventurous one, went to men's wear. So it was like no translation at all. So I kind of like cut my teeth in Japanese, like, because just like learning day in, day out of just Japanese.
Would you say it was good for you?
It was definitely good. Oh. It was definitely good, I think.
And how long was this? Was it a 2 year? Like
it was a 3 year course.
A three year course. Wow. Yeah.
So my my graduation collection was, all in Japanese, as in like how I learned how to do it, make it, and that's actually kind of like where this art started. Mm. Yeah, from like the research done for the graduation collection.
Ah, okay. So it was a what do you say? The hen and the egg. It wasn't a hen and the egg situation.
The hen and the chicken.
Regardless, I thought this was the the egg, and then fashion school was the.
This was the chicken. Which came first? I think they kind of went together because like the research was kind of like, well, I'll just say that like the theme of the collection was like it was based around identity.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of like, okay, I've been in Japan at that point for like 6 years, kind of like trying to find my way, like navigating, like living in Japan. Half Jamaican and half Nigerian. Mm. I've lived in America. So the question that always came up was like, who am I?
Right.
So, I came across like ukiyo-e and these like African masks when I was doing a lot of research. So I figured like, I just decided to like collage them together. And so I just kind of like had these two pieces just off to the side, did my graduation collection, went back home for a little bit. And then I put like one of them on Facebook, on Facebook, on Instagram. And a friend of mine suggested, why not do a series?
Yeah.
And so that, and I was like, bing! Like, and then that series turned out to be like this three long, like, I guess, adventure, this like trying to answer this question of, I guess, who am I sort of thing.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where the series came about.
Really? Okay, because so I
guess the chicken.
Because it. They were what they were. But because I really thought that this was something you grew up with, like grew up doing. I thought this is something you have been like working on your whole life, because that's how good it looked. Do you know what I mean?
Thank you. Yeah.
It's so mastered.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And so perfected, skillful. Like the skill that you have.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think it all just came from. Like, every time I look at this collection, it means a lot to me, like, just because it's, like, I guess it's just something very personal that, like, I was able to, like, turn into something like visual, something that I can wear every day, that I can see. Like, I think I was very fortunate to be able to like go through that process and like mm-hmm. come up with this like, I guess, result sort of thing, right. If that makes sense.
Did you dabble in the arts back in Jamaica or the States as well? Or?
Well, here's the bombshell. When I went to college for computer science.
Whoa.
Dun, 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 dun. So wow. I graduated with like a bachelor's in management systems. So it's like computer science and business.
Like wow. administrative, like umbrella.
It's essentially like how to solve like, I guess, business problems, like come up with like solutions for like a business using computers.
Digital
like,
logistics.
That's it. I guess they would call it digital logistics.
Well, now. And this is a hobby of yours? Or how did you like, were you a gamer that kind of tried to find a way to work on the computer to make caches at the same time? Or
I mean, to be honest with you, it's like, like when I graduated from college, I moved to Colorado and I was like, I was kind of like a techie. Like imagine just someone like, okay, let's say your computer broke down. You would like call a dispatch and then I would like go to your office, your home, your whatever, and like fix your computer. Mm-hmm. So I was essentially just like, I built computers from scratch. I did like virus scanning. I did like the whole nine, like wow. all of that. So when I came back home, it was just kind of like, it was kind of a rough time. Won't get into the nitty gritty of that. And then I was just kind of like trying to find myself again. And there was an ad in the paper for like this fashion school, like an evening class mm-hmm. at this art school in Kingston. So I decided what the hell. And then I just fell in love with fashion.
Wow.
Such different
following the heart.
Worlds.
Yeah, it's been a journey. It's been a journey.
Wait, and why did you go to the States and the... In the first, was that like a family move thing or?
It wasn't a family move. Like I had a choice of like, I could either have stayed in Jamaica and done uni there or like gone to England or the US. That's kind of like what the choices are. Mm. Okay. And then like, I think my high school bio teacher was like, she had her son went to the same college I did and she just kind of suggested I go. So I just kind of went with the flow.
Okay. And then halfway through, you were like, I'm going to go to Japan and teach English for a while.
Yeah. I mean, that was kind of like a natural thing where it's like, I think, like we talked about this earlier, where it's just kind of like that escape that I needed at the time. Because I think at the time, like Jamaica, for me at least, was a bit like stagnant, you know? So I just had to like get out for a minute. And that notion of escape has lasted almost 11 years now. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Do you work in Japan right now or is art all you do?
I do art like as many times, like as much as I can. Yeah. And then like I teach English on the side.
Okay.
You know, to pay the bills.
Good combo. Good combo. Yeah. Flexible.
Yeah, I try.
But how, like I understand... Yeah, we did discuss this briefly. Mm-hmm. Not kind of long. We tapped into it for a bit, mm-hmm. but coming from somewhere and wanting to kind of escape and create your identity somewhere else without the influence of the society that you grew up in mm-hmm. and with the environment that you were in before, where you mm-hmm. can make your own decisions,
yeah.
kind of, right? Mm-hmm. Why Japan?
Mm. That's actually a really good question. Why Japan? Because I kind of feel like I didn't feel like I really had that many choices of where to go. And then like I already did the US thing already. So I kind of like, you know, I did the US thing. It didn't work out, unfortunately. So I was like, okay, well, where else can I go? And so it's also kind of a, I won't say a popular thing where like Jamaicans like will go to teach English in Japan. So I just, again, went with the flow with that. Mm. And I was like, well, I mean, prior to coming to Japan, like I didn't know any Japanese. I actually didn't know anything about Japan. Of course, minus like the anime, which I watched a lot like back in the day.
Yeah. Okay, well, but, we're two there.
But like again, I would say I want to say that like when I came here, it was like a culture shock, but it really wasn't. I just kind of like it was one of those things where you just kind of like, okay, well, just go with the flow sort of thing. Like everything just kind of came at me and I was like, okay, let me just navigate through.
This identity thing you're talking about, being in Japan, do you feel like you meet a lot of people that feel the same way?
I think everyone that I meet is kind of like questioning. I mean, there's like a reason why they come here, you know, like I'm not sure if it's for so, like
Tokyo
self-discovery.
Has so many diverse like people, like at least in our community. So yeah, because I relate to that a lot.
Right.
We were just talking about that like last week.
I kind of feel like everyone has their own story. So like, you know, after a party or whatever else, like, you know, we'll be drinking or whatever and people just like tell me all this stuff. But like, I think the common thread that we all have is that. So, but obviously we come from different places. So,
which also I find it quite funny because it really is just that. A lot of there's so many foreigners or mixed race or mixed nationalities that come to Japan, and it's a huge community, but it's still very not only diverse but also very segregated in different ways, because I think most people that do come to Japan, they have a certain issue or they've had certain bad experiences in their life that usually tends to lead them to go such a to come such a far way. What do you like the distance itself, like I'm from Sweden originally. If I wanted to go somewhere to study, I could have gone to France or like Germany. Why didn't I think it's that we needed to go that far out to kind of feel safe enough to kind of just do what we felt was right without getting judged by the people. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's, we all have very different problems in very different ways we grew up, but they all gather here in some crazy way.
And the mixed which also kids makes, and the international kids, like, you don't feel Japanese, you don't relate to the Japanese society, and yet you're, I don't know, at least for me, I'm British, half British, but I relate to, like, American music and I like that culture and I don't speak like I'm British so like identity crisis, like where I don't know where I belong.
That's what I think is funny, because you can look at the States where it's a very multicultural rather multicultural society, and it's the same with France, for example, and Sweden these days as well. But when you look at Japan, it's not only multicultural within the group that we are, but everyone also has their own kind of neurotic issue. Like, it's like a group of crazy kids that either like
I love it. You know what I mean?
It's literally a group of crazies, so which means that there's also so much like who works with who and who doesn't. But then at the end of the day, everyone's like, well, whatever, it doesn't really matter because we're all fucked up anyways.
Hopefully. I kind of feel like you definitely have to have a quirk to live here.
A quirk.
You have to have, like some quirk.
Excuse me, not fucked up. Quirk.
You can use fucked up, like that's fine. But like, you have to have like something in your head to actually like not only come here, but just like stay here. You know what I mean? Like, because like I've known, like I think like it's kind of equal where the amount of people that I know that have stayed or have left, like so many people that I'm just like, I can't fucking do this. And they'll just like cut. Like 2 or 3 years after coming, like they just can't handle that like stark difference between like here and whatever, like their home country. And I kind of feel like the people that kind of like stick it out and like adapt, like something ain't right with you, like,
like so, like, us included,
like my dad. It's so, I don't know.
So who's your dad?
Duncan.
What do you mean?
Still here.
What's his vibe?
Hippie vibes.
Hippie vibes.
He's a weirdo. Yeah.
He just came here, impregnated a woman.
Yeah.
Out in the field.
Just chatted her up in a bar.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, and married now.
Oh, love him. Yeah. She's got the cutest parents. Oh, they're so amazing. Oh my
god. Well.
well, that was that. Okay, so I hear that you have some news.
Really, we're going there now?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I guess we are. So now that we're talking about Japan and living here, I'm actually going to go back home.
This is so sad.
I know.
This is crazy. We thought we
heard it here first, ladies and gents. Right.
Ladies and gents and girls. We literally thought we found someone fantastic that we could like bring with us as yeah, love
bring on the journey
grows as well. Yeah. No, but what's the sudden, or maybe if not I, sudden change?
I mean, okay, I, like going back to the like that theme of escape. I mean, I had my reasons for like leaving. I guess I'll just say them out loud. Like at the time, like I think like Jamaica was a bit like very close-minded, like in the sense of just like very like just homophobic, not open to just like different like vibes, different people. I mean, like for example, like my piercings, whatever else. Like I remember like coming home multiple times from like spring break or Christmas break, and just, you know, just the eyes that I would get, the looks that I would get. Like I remember being like threatened at a restaurant. Like that was kind of like, yeah, that was kind of like the climate, like it's been 10 years, like maybe like 12, 13, 15 years ago, you know? And very recently, like I remember like, especially like this last time I went back for Christmas, I just felt something different, you know? I felt like it was a bit more open. There's just multitudes of just like different people. So I was like thinking that now is the time to just try something new. Yeah.
And so kind of bring the experiences that you've had here, including your art, and kind of bring that
bringing
back
it back
and be
too.
Like,
yeah. And just try, hoping I can
rebirth.
Flourish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I kind of like felt it for a while that like, I think I need to go back home and like do that. But especially now that like when I went back last Christmas, like something just like a switch just like flipped.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm not like closed to the idea of coming back. Like Japan, I'll just say it here, like Japan will always be my home, sort of thing. Like, I mean, you can say that like I grew up here, sort of thing. Like I've had so many positive experiences, but I think it just got to a point where stuff just has felt stagnant, you know? Mm. So I just need to like, just like, I guess, freshen up a bit.
Evolve.
Yeah. Plant some roots.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. No, I understand.
You know, lie on the beach, drink a bunch of rum, a lot of rum, smoke a bit of,
well, yes.
You know.
That sounds amazing. That sounds amazing. Yeah. Wait, so... I mean, you've been here for, because you say that you basically grew up here, which you have, because you've been here for 11 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
11, and we're talking about your adult life.
Yeah. Yeah. But just kind of that point of my adult life where it's like, I mean, obviously, like, you go through phases in your life, but, like, I kind of feel like, it took me living halfway across the world to kind of find who I am.
Right.
Like, to just kind of find that identity sort of thing. And now that I feel like grounded, cemented, now I'm like, okay, now I think I need to like go back home and give it a shot.
Have you been home in any, like in between since coming here? Have you gone home to visit like your family or been back to Jamaica?
Yeah, I've been back for like vacation. Maybe like the maximum I think in 2016 was 3 months. And it was like, it wasn't the best circumstance for me to go back. But yeah. Apart from that, it was always just like Christmas holiday, which is like 2 weeks, 3 weeks here. So it wasn't really proper because I didn't really get accustomed to being back home.
Right. Did you notice a gradual change though?
Yes. Yeah. Especially this last time I was looking around and I guess those same people that would give me those mean looks now just... they now see me as like exotic, which I'm just like, yeah, like I'll get stopped at like a supermarket. I got stopped at a supermarket and people just be like, are you a singer? Are you an into like it's like that kind of like you the look vibe, like an artist the, or sort yeah. of thing. I'm like, well, actually,
yeah. Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah,
that's so, what's up for Jamaica.
I kind of feel like now it's the time, and plus the art scene in Jamaica is just oof. The stuff that's coming out there right now, like I kind of want to be a part of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have like since you discovered your main passion or the art that you do now since coming here? Mm-hmm. Do you have friends back home that you know are working within the same kind of industry now?
As in, like the same influences, or like just
in general, artists or people from back home that you know from that time? Because you said that you.
I know a few people, but like I know like a lot of artists' friends, like, you know, painters, sculptors, photographers, it's kind of typical for a lot of people to like myself, like go to Japan. Most people end up in like the States or Canada or even the UK.
Mm. You know who to hit up when they come to Japan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can I just ask, do you know who Prosty is? Did we have this discussion before? Is this the Yak? This is the Yak.
Prosty. I know. I've seen lots of stories.
Cute. Prosty. Represent. Cute.
Represent. But can you please break down who Prosty is?
No, because this is something we've been talking about recently.
Nobody knows.
No, like we have a whole world.
I'm digging like the 8-bit thing that's been going, the video game vibe. Like, please break it down.
Right.
No, but thank you for saying that, because that's kind of our question. Like, because we figure that people probably just
expect everybody to know, because we get it, but like we realize that nobody really knows the story.
Yeah, they just think it's like an 8-bit flyer, basically, which it probably is because we haven't explained anything. But we do a game, mm-hmm. and this will relate to the conversation we had before. so you know. We have a game, and originally the whole story about Tokyo Love Hoes is... Mm. She's gone.
There we go.
Prosty, yeah. So she's a lovely gal that just wants to go back to her love hoe and have fun with her friends. Mm-hmm. Kind of find her identity. No, but we see
there's
love...
There's a Prosty in all of us.
Yes. There's a Prosty in all of us. I mean, she has a very suspicious name, that's for sure. But what she does is she wants to get back to her love hoe, mm-hmm. and share the love of art and life with the people together. Because at a love hoe, you know, you come there, you go for a couple of hours, mm-hmm. and then you leave. You're basically in and out, but you have a good time, hopefully, mm-hmm. while there. So that's what she wants to do. And in the meantime, she's avoiding the yaks, which are these.
The ops.
And the reason why the yaks are yaks is because in English you say that you're yakking, and it's kind of our way of talking about people that are a little bit perhaps full of themselves or aren't in touch with, kind of lost their track and aren't in touch with the human.
Like they don't want to work with everybody and they just want to
just be
all about the clout.
By their themselves. Own clout, kind of thing.
The clouders.
Because love hole, we all come together. We share, like, even if you're popping on Instagram or you don't even have an Instagram, mm-hmm. like we all come together and share because of art, the passion for art. And the yaks are the ones that are like,
I'm just here for the clout.
Yeah. Yeah. You're here for the clout. So you're a yak. No. But like, this is basically what it's about. And I really like that we're having this discussion about identity and where you're from and why you're here and why you're going back and why not, because that's essentially what Love Hoes stand for as well, and why we like talking to artists that especially have this type of background.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the same type of background, but in the same category. Right. And the fact that you come from somewhere, you want to go somewhere, you want to share the love of what you have for a while.
Right.
Evolve, mm-hmm. and then decide to bring it back to wherever you came from.
We really welcome everybody.
Yes.
Except the yaks.
Yaks are also...
We don't give love to yaks.
Yeah, we do. No, the point is to give love to the yaks.
That's
so
the point.
So they can kind of wake up again.
Right, right.
Oh, we're here all along.
So I like that.
And I don't know, like, because I don't really know how I know you. Like, I don't know how it happened. I think you two met first.
We were doing love hoes, and you were there just dancing. Hella dancing.
Oh my God.
And you just stood out so much, but I didn't talk to you. But then you came back like the next love hoes, mm. and either you talked to me or I talked to you. Mm-hmm. I think I asked you where you're from, because I felt like you were from London or something. And you were talking like British accent, but then you said you're not from England, right? Yeah. And then you said you do art, and I was like, why don't you do an exhibit? And you were like,
sounds British.
Yeah, that's why, right? That's right. I think so, yeah. And you were
then
saying?
Yeah, and I mean, and you're just like us. We're just like one another. We're part of the crazy little quirky gang of Tokyo, and that's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The fact that I'm really happy that we get the chance to meet these kinds of artists, yeah. That share a similar
background. And
yeah.
I'm really, now I'm just like, my mind is blown with this background and story of Proste.
Yeah.
I like it. I like the vibe.
Nice. Yeah, it's deep.
It's a little secret, and yeah. I think a lot of people know we're not going to tell
them. It's not a secret.
The entrance.
Wait, what?
The entrance
what,
stamp.
What?
The entrance stamp.
Yeah.
Tell the secret. Tell the secret.
Just say it. No one's listening.
No one's listening anyway. So, when you come to Love Hose, you get a stamp at the entrance.
Yeah.
And it's usually a Proste. But what a lot of people don't know is there's also a yak stamp. And depending on how you treat the entrance lady, if you show up and you're like full of yourself, and you're like, you know, that thing, like, oh, I have 10 friends here, let me in for free, do that thing.
They're like, gets a yak, gets a prostitute.
Yeah, so it's basically up to the entrance lady to choose. So then
it's
we also know
it's the entrance lady.
So then we also know that if there is a yak amongst us, we need to give them some extra love.
Yes.
Are you sure you should be saying this live?
No, we shouldn't, but okay. We did.
Yeah.
It's out now.
Yes.
It's out now. So it's either your prostate or yak.
Guys, make sure you get your prostate.
Yes. Yeah, make sure to get the prostate.
We should make a stamp card.
What do you mean a stamp card?
Oh, hell yeah. You really like know? A point card. Sort
yeah.
Of yeah, man.
Like prosty, and then if you act wrong once and you get a yak and you got to start over. Or if you get 10 prosties, maybe like a 10% off on a drink.
Yes. Cheap.
Okay, 20.
Yeah. It's not worth
no,
it.
Man.
No, but
it's
I'm
kind of fun.
Point card's cute.
Okay. It's kind of fun, though.
Yeah,
we'll
point card's cute. We'll talk.
We'll talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's that.
We're glad we caught you before you left.
Yeah.
For real.
Very glad we did. When are you leaving?
I'm leaving. I haven't bought the ticket yet, but I'm hoping like mid-August.
Okay. You ain't buying the ticket. You gotta stay.
Guys, don't tempt me, man. Like, I'm like this close, I swear.
For real.
Like, I mean, it's very bittersweet, you know, to be honest. Like, I kind of feel like, you know, like, an event like what's going on now. I'm gonna like go see my friends in July, like in Nagano and like mm-hmm. Kyoto and stuff. Like I kind of feel like it's kind of like all of this is kind of what do I say? Like kind of like a swan song, like me like bowing out. But I'm just kind of like, but Japan, like
oh,
I don't know, like sort of
right.
thing. Like I mean, obviously, like 11 years is a long time, you know. So.
Well, it's your life.
I feel you. You want to get out of Tokyo, but you also love
Tokyo.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
so hard.
Yeah, and I mean, who says that you can't come back
yeah.
or do anything?
I'm definitely open to coming back.
Yeah.
But I do think like it's like I just need to like touch ground for a minute, mm-hmm. plant some roots, mm-hmm. see what happens.
Right.
Yeah.
So can I just really plug your latest kind of work that you've been working with?
Yeah, sure.
You've been uploading to Instagram.
So nice.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you.
It is so good. I had a little liking spam thing the other day, and I'm never on Instagram these days, but just for that. Can you explain a little bit what that's about?
Yeah, so I guess I'll do like a kind of background. Like this thing that I've been working on, like the prints and stuff, it's like, you know, that was, you know, post-graduation. And I think after a while, like after what, 2.5-3 years of doing it, I kind of like, not that it ran aground, but I was just kind of like, I need to do something different. Like it was kind of like the repetition, I needed to do something new. Mm. And like, especially what's been going on like right now in the news, it was like, I guess it was kind of my way of like, I guess like reacting to it, mm-hmm. escaping. So I guess like right now the working title is called Boys and Girls, and it's like a kind of reimagination of just, you know, I don't even know how to explain it properly. Mm-hmm. It's just been like, I've just been taking these scans and then just kind of like making a world for myself that I can just kind of like a fantasy that I can escape in. So I mean, if you're interested in anyone out there interested, my Instagram is Idris Veach on Instagram. I'm sorry, what?
www.idrisvetch.
Yeah. .com. You can also find me out on Instagram. Please check me out.
No, it's literally, it's so Thank you. It's so amazing. And I think that's just what we're needing right now.
Yeah, for real.
It's just, I don't know, it's that, like I said, it's my way to just kind of like, I guess, deal with what's been like kind of, I guess at this point you really can't escape the news, so it's like my way of just diving in and just, I guess, yeah, escaping, sort of dealing. It got way too heavy. Like, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Get as heavy as you want to, and I think it's amazing that you're using your art to do so. For sure, because that's something that's very needed to, in today's political climate, where everything is about debate and choosing your words wisely and how to behave in front of people and what to say and what not. With art, there are no words.
There are no words.
And I think in that sense, it's such a beautiful and
relieving
way to let your creativity come out and also share your emotion and your experience without necessarily hurting anyone.
I'm just really happy that it's gotten like such a positive response, and I just want to just like keep, again, it's like, it's kind of like the exploration, just kind of thing, sort of thing. And I mean, I don't really know how to like put it into words, how to explain it, because it's more just coming from here. So it's just very, just like I'm on the train and like a light bulb will like pop off, and then like I have to go home and just like do like a collage real quick. So it's just kind of like this very raw, visceral just reaction to everything. Yeah.
Amazing.
Like that.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
What were you doing during quarantine?
What was I doing during quarantine? Lots of Netflix. I think I watched like everything on Netflix twice.
What's your favorite?
Ozark.
Yes.
Did you watch it?
Hell yeah.
Oh my god, I love it.
Ozark.
It's so Ozark. Ozark.
Ozark. Yes. So good.
So good.
What is it?
I think it's this family that moves to like, is it Minnesota or Michigan? Yeah. Like,
but it's a place called Ozark, right?
It's called Ozark. And it's just kind of like this lake, this like kind of like lake vibe, and the
countryside,
super inaka, and they just get into selling drugs.
No.
Or did you not get the plot?
The white guy that they were working, like he was, the guy that he was working with got into some shit and he needed to pay back money to the gang, mafia or something.
Just watch it. You'll love it.
It's either drugs or mafia.
It's so much happening.
Yeah, it's too much happening.
Because it's a white dude that's like a quirky white businessman type of thing. It's kind of interesting.
It has like a bit of a contradiction to it. Okay. And then like his wife gets into it and she ends up being like this mastermind killer. I'm just kind of like, oh my god.
Regular white girl, white lady.
Yeah. And then the kids get into it and the son's super like diabolical with like...
Hard.
With selling drugs.
No. Isn't it just moving money.
Moving money, that's it. Not selling drugs, sorry. Yeah. Moving money.
Yeah.
Through drugs. Money laundering.
That's it.
That essentially goes to drugs.
Don't put that
weirdly
on tape.
Weirdly, so like I was looking at event like movies you should watch if you're an event planner, and Ozark was in that.
Really?
Yeah. Because like so much shit happens, and like you gotta always find alternatives. If this shit doesn't work out, then you gotta be quick and do this. Event life, apparently. Check it out.
Can you refresh my memory of a thing that happened at Love Hose when you were there? I don't remember the story. although I was part of it. But I just remember you like frenetically ironing some shirts, and it was like, I was talking to someone, I was doing something.
I don't remember that.
And you kept pulling these one-liners, but like kind of to yourself, but like loud enough so everyone could hear. And it was something, every time I did something, it was something like, told you so. Or like, I knew that was going to happen. From the and the steam was coming. And you were like,
I think I was like the
just the image of it was amazing.
I don't remember that.
And I wasn't even there in that image.
I don't remember that at all.
I love it.
I was definitely the mad lady that day, like trying to like put stuff, obviously.
It was something like, I told you, I knew that was going to happen.
Sassy ass motherfucker for like
sassy.
Love it.
And like, I was like looking at it going, oh my God, like these are the people that are hosting me. And I'm just like being like, so like, I don't
what
take
did
anything
I do?
Back. What?
What?
I told you so to you?
I think so. Yeah.
Really?
It was something about moving
like
furniture
something
or something.
Happened and like, yeah. And like, I'm so sorry.
No,
I'm gonna go now.
No, I thought it was a hilarious thing.
Yeah, he told me
it was a hilarious story.
Yeah,
it's just steam and iron and all these one-liners like coming off.
Like a mom.
Yeah, like a mom upstairs. And I was like, "Bah, yeah, that's true. That's true."
Like, oh shit, I have like 30 minutes till people come in. There's nothing happening. Like, ah,
I love that.
No.
I love that. Rather that than those that come up like 2 hours late and start setting up in the midst of the crowd.
I think that deserved a yak. Like, I deserved a yak stamp for that.
Yeah. You don't deserve a yak stamp.
Oh, thank you.
You don't.
Double prosty.
Ooh.
Double prosty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard.
So on that note,
but before I go, I have like a little present for you guys.
A present?
Yes. So these are cards, postcards that I've been selling.
Oh, God.
So I want you to have them.
Oh, sweet.
So I'm donating all these postcards.
All of these?
Yes.
Oh, babe, arigato.
Thank you.
I'm just gonna like hold this up.
Could, yeah.
Bam, bam.
Wait, let me get the camera on. If they're alive. Yeah.
Yeah. So these are. No, there we go. There we go.
We're not going.
They're not focusing. Nah, there we go.
Oh, you can kind
yeah,
of
so these are gorgeous postcards from my previous series, but I just wanted to give you guys as like
thank
a little.
So much.
Thank you.
Gorgeous.
For having me here.
You can check him out on Idris Veach.
Veach.
Veach. And we'll put the link and everything down below in the comment section later on. Gorgeous. I'm taking five out of these six. No, thank you so much for coming tonight.
Thank you for having
me. I hope you had a good time and a safe journey.
No.
This is goodbye. This is goodbye for now.
For now.
Okay.
Goodbye
for now.
We're going to Jamaica.
Yeah. Y'all are invited to come through.
Let's go.
You know?
So ready. So down. Love Hoes Jamaica. Perhaps.
Love Hoes in Jamaica.
Hells yeah. Roman Beach, baby.
Yeah.
That'd be so much fun.
So on that note.
No.
No, but thank you very much for tonight.
Thank you.
And,
yes.
See you soon.
See you soon. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.